E. Carice here from Hot 702.5 FM in Las Vegas. Get ready to experience basketball like never before. The historic National Pro-Am Championship Tournament, hosted by Delaware Sports Foundation and the HBCU Basketball Association, is taking center stage at the Doolittle Community Center in Las Vegas, Nevada, from April 25th through the 28th in 2024. It's more than just a tournament. It's a basketball extravaganza. Witness top-tier athletes, electrifying matchups, and slam dunk moments that will leave you breathless. Come see who will take home the trophy and first place prize of $100,000. But that's not all. We're shining a spotlight on small businesses. If you are a local business looking for exposure, seize this opportunity to be featured with our TV partners. Email candrews at thehbcuba.com and ashaw@thehbcuba.com. And let your business shine alongside the thrilling basketball action. Save the dates and join us for an unforgettable experience. The National City Leeds Pro-Am Championship, where the love for basketball meets the pulse of the city. Don't just hear about it, be a part of it. April 25th through the 28th, 2024, at the Doolittle Community Center. Visit hbcuba.com to get your tickets now. And let the excitement begin.
Keep your radio dial right here. You're locked into the hottest news station on the planet. High 702.5 in FM sound. Blazing today's hip-hop, R&B, and pop music. Keeping your radio on fire. Bringing you the hottest, realest, riskiest talk shows. Ooh. Live 24-7 on high702.5fm.com.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Big Shook, host of the Undrafted All-Star Sports Show. Man, listen, if you want some real down south, Louisiana-style Cajun food, you need to go check out DB's Cajun Kitchen. Yo, they got lobster and grits, seafood boils, signature fries, signature po' boys, signature egg rolls and desserts. Oh, and my favorite, them gumbo tacos. Yo, they open from 11 to 8, Wednesday to Monday, 11 to 5:30 on Sunday. Located in North Las Vegas at 4343 North Rancho Drive. They even have to-go ordering and catering. Hit them up, 725-780-1850, or go to the website, dbcajunkitchen.com. So, yo, don't just tell your friends about me. Tell them about DB's Cajun Kitchen.
What it do?
Can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
No. Or myself.
Check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yo.
It's already there.
Yo, yo.
I didn't do that.
Yo. Turn the music up.
Yo, what's
cool,
my nigga?
Shit,
you
know, lag out.
On this trip,
yo, we in the building. You know what I mean? Four wheeling. So. Got my Lit City hat on. Lit City album on. You can find me in the... talking rational shit. I hope you click. Coming quick with emergency kit. 2000, recognizing I'm as wild. So watch the cops, cause my hustle. And I ain't going back. I'm going to stack the letters at 10. Green packages, I ain't talking about groceries, though. With a mob shit. And they keep asking me.
Mine?
Tensions really on that and just some.
What's up,
Miranda?
Where you at?
We ain't seen you in a while. You scared? You like light skin in the swimming pool. Hey, you trying to get dark so you can come out.
What up, Kanoi?
Let the mouth go.
Boss lady, let the mouth go. Boss lady got her toes out, so she's having a good day.
You know how cold it is out there?
Well, I'm pretty, but I'm thugging out here snatching a bread. In Lick City, I'm tucking
best got hoodie back on.
If it's sticky, I'm puffing, getting. He probably knew I was fucking. I left my hat by her bed. That nigga said, that ain't my size. That's a 7 3/4. I wear the fucking wig. I spit flames.
Let me get this thing. Stop.
I flame you.
Welcome, everybody. You are tuned into the Undrafted All Stars Sports Show. I'm your host, I'm Big Shield, a.k.a. Sugar Dosha the Great, a.k.a. Mr. Tell Your Friends About Me with my co-host.
Q Mecca, two techs up. You know, tragic on hold you.
Yeah, we still sending the hooch.
In the hooch. Shout out to C4 at work like a whole ass nigga.
Boy, get your money, boy. Man, we're going to start this thing off with this NFL draft. You like who your team
NFL.
Pick?
Man, my team. Do I like who my team pick?
Yeah.
I felt like we should have picked the cornerback first. But we didn't pick a cornerback, so we picked the wide receiver, then we picked the cornerback, and then I don't know who else we picked after that. Tooney. What position that nigga play? I don't know.
Fullback.
Fullback. No, we don't need a fullback. We got the best fullback.
Fullback
we got the only fucking fullback.
Got the only fullback.
We got the only fullback
in the NFL.
But overall, I thought we did all right. I mean, what we need it was cornerbacks. That's my personal opinion. Now, it could have been our defensive coordinator was trash. So we couldn't get no pass rush. So our cornerbacks looked worse than they were.
Thank you.
That could be a option. The
that's usually
the
problem.
Option, facts. That's a fact. The second option is our safety, Hufanga. Hufanga.
Hufanga.
He was out. He a motherfucker. He like Troy 2.0. He was out the whole fucking year. So we gonna see, man. We gonna see if this new defensive coordinator, what he gonna do. We gotta get a pass rush. Bosa, well, y'all gotta get the pass rush on. That helped your cornerbacks.
Yep.
So our last DB was our last coordinator was a DB. And he didn't care about the fucking line, the defense lineman, the linebacker.
Jerry got some linemen, which was cool. They traded down and shit.
Y'all
do,
gotta,
your thing. Do your thing, Jerry.
Linemen is important, though.
Hell yeah. We lost
honestly.
Two.
Yeah.
We're going to get to the first pick, though. Caleb Williams, Chicago Bears.
The Bears.
What you think about that?
I think that there's a lot of hype around this young man. I hope that he lives up to it, but in Chicago, I know they got vice lords and GDs, Stupe and Common, and no good quarterbacks. That's
come
what
on,
I know about Chicago.
They ain't never had a 4,000-yard passer. Come
and
on. What's up, Caleb?
What you think he's going to do? Because there's a lot of hype around this young man.
There's a lot of hype around this cat. It's
and
like
USC ain't never really had no – who's their best quarterback? Carson Palmer?
I would say probably Carson Palmer.
Yeah. But he was all right. He was cool.
But, you know, he went to USC with Lincoln Riley.
Yeah, he
balled out in the Big 12, but I keep telling you about the Big 12. That's a pass game. That's a passing league. Ain't no defense over there.
Mm-hmm.
He got to play somebody to keep up with him. They lost a lot of games.
Yeah, yeah.
He ain't anywhere in the Heisman when he went to USC. He wanted at Oklahoma, though.
Right.
But you're going to get way better defenses than that.
And he in his conference or his division.
Everybody got defense.
Yeah,
in that division.
Yeah.
The Lions.
And they got
Green
quarterback
Bay.
Shit.
Right.
And they got quarterbacks that can put up numbers. So,
right.
It's going to be a challenge for them. Look.
They got a lot of talent on that team now.
I'm going to give fair expectations to the young man because hype be making us go too far sometimes. I'm going to say, how many games they won last year?
7. I think that's what they're going to do, 7-10.
I think they're going to win less than 7.
6-7?
Just because
7?
He's a rookie and they got a jail. They do got the talent, but they got to work together. Jail, he ain't working. He ain't doing none of the balls, none of that shit.
If they get to the point where he keep the ball out of his hand, I think they can win some games.
Oh, so you're saying just dimp and dunk, not like Tom Brady his first year?
I mean, he can throw and do all that, but I'm saying when you got a lead, get the fucking whoever in the backfield.
Run the ball?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Try to win the fucking Heisman. Try to win the fucking MVP.
Of course. He wasn't going to get it no way. Even if,
I'm just saying.
But what if you down? What if you are... Detroit put a lot of points up. Green Bay, Minnesota, we don't know yet, but they put a lot of points up. You playing against a lot. I don't want us to put them too high expectations and then he don't reach them and then we be here bust. Let's give him some time. God damn.
I don't think he's the best quarterback.
Who you think the best quarterback was? The one who came after him?
Yes. Daniels.
That's usually what happened. On the train, the one that come after, the first one is the best. Now, I don't know. Why you think Daniels the best? Based on what?
Well, one, he won the Heisman. He had more yards, more touchdowns.
He won the Heisman this past year.
Yeah. Head-to-head, he had a better season. Basically, well, of course, he won the Heisman better than everybody.
Right.
But more, way more. It was a long shot to me.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it was a long shot who was next
as a
Heisman Trophy candidate. After him, because it was like I forgot what the numbers were, how many first place votes he had. I think the best quarterback just so he can maneuver and run. I ain't saying Caleb can run too. It's like he can run too, but so can Patrick Mahomes versus Lamar Jackson. To me, he like more Lamar as far as speed running the ball. Daniels.
Oh.
But a better passer.
All right, but then in your equation, it sounded like Caleb Williams was Patrick Mahomes. And I'm taking Patrick over
Lamar. No, as far as running.
Okay.
He can't do it.
I get what you're saying.
He can't do it.
So, I'm going to say, I don't know.
That's how I feel.
I watched a couple games from Caleb. I didn't watch no – he went to LSU, right?
Yes.
He went to LSU. See, I ain't watching the LSU games, so I don't know.
I watched them.
But we're going to see, bro. Like, you think they both going to be starting, right?
He had to be great.
They both going to be starting?
Yeah.
So.
I mean, shit. When who else going to start over there?
And they ain't got nobody. Both of them.
Right.
So they going to have to start even if they ain't ready.
Hey,
you got to start, nigga.
Everybody cut Kingsbury head off and shit, but he a good offense. I don't know about head coach.
But a good offensive coordinator and play caller and quarterback.
Stick to what you fucking do. I think he'll be pretty good with this dude because he can do a lot of stuff than what he used to have. Kind of like Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
Just a little bit taller and a little bit better.
Okay.
To me.
That makes sense. I ain't mad at that. I think that I liked Penix. Penix Jr.
Michael Penix. Let's talk about that.
I liked him. I watched him.
Going to the Falcons, though?
I didn't mind that. We can talk about that because everybody was killing them.
Let's talk about it. Was it unexpected?
Of course.
That's all I'm saying.
Everybody was shocked. Everybody. It wasn't nobody that was shocked outside of the niggas that picked them.
Right.
Even the quarterback that they signed, they were shocked.
Shit, Arthur Blank, that motherfucker came out the thing like, what the fuck?
They didn't even tell him. Like, hey, sit your old white ass down.
We got it. You don't know?
I know. We got it. They told him, listen, go cut the check, like Dame told lawyer. Hey, go cut the check, and we can rest. And it was two niggas. They got two black dudes. They GM and a coach, right?
Right.
So they was up there talking, and they was like, they trying to make a big deal.
What's up, ladies?
They trying to make a big deal. Like, Kirk Cousins said his agent didn't know until right before you picked. And they both was looked at the camera and said, yeah. Who the fuck is they cutting? Hey, we don't answer to them. They answer to us. I love it. Black man energy. I like that shit. So it was a shock to everybody. But a lot of people, pundits, I'm not even saying these niggas' names because we the only sports podcast that count.
That count.
A lot of pundits was thought about it and it was like, you know what? After we went home and thought about it, we talked to a couple of their people. They said the future. They said that they had him as the second best quarterback on their board. So they said the only one they had above him was Caleb Williams.
Right.
So they said we didn't think we were going to have a chance to get him.
Yeah.
They also made a lot of sense when he said this. First of all, we didn't think we had a chance to get him. And then on what team would you have a quarterback like Kirk Cousins and be able to get another quarterback for the future like Penix Jr., which made a lot of sense. So basically what they're saying was, usually Kirk Cousins teams don't get a high enough pick to get a lottery.
To get somebody to replace him.
Exactly. And that made sense, and I agree with that shit. And Kirk Cousins is like 34, 35. He might be 35. So,
off of ACL.
Get 2 years, and then, yeah, we're getting you out of here.
If he lasts off the ACL.
If he lasts. So, hopefully, I think they don't want to start Penix Jr. right away. I think they want to do it They said the Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes way.
Yeah,
okay.
They said that.
I like that.
So I agree with them. I think it's smart. I think it's wise. I think it was unexpected. Definitely and I think unexpected. All I think it was good. I liked it. I would have did it too.
Definitely unexpected.
And their reasonings behind it made sense. They was like, no, we won't be able to get a quarterback like this with a Kirk Cousins on the team. So we did it. I felt that. I feel like that's dope. They look young, they look new to the shit. They bring in a different type of energy to the NFL administration, GMs, coaching, all that. I like it. A lot of people didn't like it. A lot of people was confused by it. Like, what the fuck they doing? They just signed him to 100 million. They was like,
they got boards up there, and of course you march them off there and go, and I feel like, damn, he's still up there. Mm-hmm. Well, with your number 8 pick.
So I wasn't mad at it. And they said, yeah, they still got to get defense. Their defense was bad.
They
picked up some people.
Yeah.
So I think that it was good. I liked it. I ain't even going to lie to you. I like the outside people.
Like you said, the talking heads on TV complaining, like, you know, you don't know Penix going to be there.
Exactly.
So it's like,
they didn't think he was going to be there.
It's like, you could have saved money with Kirk Cousins. Like, if you didn't sign Kirk Cousins,
then you would have not got
Penix would probably wouldn't even been there.
Exactly. And you didn't know that. You don't know the
JJ.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
So I think I liked it, man. I think sometimes you got to shake some shit up.
Bruh, you go with what's working. The Patrick Mahomes thing ain't work.
I agree.
The Jordan Love thing ain't work.
I agree.
Why not try?
And the other way, I mean, CJ Stroud, yeah, he's an anomaly. But most of the time, you put a young quarterback in, you on a sorry team already. That shit just hurt his confidence. Nigga be out there throwing picks, losing, getting sacked, mad as fuck.
Even by CJ Stroud, he went into a perfect perfect situation because there was no leader there. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. And new coach.
Yeah, but there was no leader. Even if he's a new coach, there's no leader on the team. There's no leading receiver, nothing like that. I mean, a lineman or cool.
I get what you're saying. Yeah. It was nobody who be like, oh, challenge him. Right. It's just him. He's the new guy, and he's the guy still.
And everybody with him just got
young.
There
They're
or
young
one
like
year,
him,
so
yeah.
It's like, we got to ride with the quarterback. So it's a good situation. Kind of like, just say, they did get Penix without Kirk Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
You got some cats that have been there 1-2 years, but yeah, he like still Bijan, come in. Yeah. He's still the quarterback.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Again, like you said, either Robinson or one of the receivers be the leader, but year two, he's the leader now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's probably going to be the same way, because I think Jordan Love, the leader
of Green Bay.
In Green Bay, sure. Even though with the vets there.
Yeah.
I think they listen to him.
The way and they got play. A young team, so there's right. A lot of young, they like the.
So it might work for Penix like that. But, you know, Kirk Cousins bring his 12 games he win every year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And you can learn from that. Like, but, if I'm Penix, I'm like, Kirk. Got to look at it like, first of all, if I feel like you got $100 million guaranteed. So, nigga, if I'm Kurt, I'm like,
not,
we got $100 million
guaranteed. You're not the Ravens, bro. You're not a franchise quarterback. You should be getting mad.
Exactly.
You got $100 million.
Oh, and over your career, you got about $300 million.
$313
million. Nigga, you
all
doing
that shit guaranteed.
Great, nigga. For a quarterback who won how many playoff games he won? One or two? One playoff game, $300
million. He getting credit for that one,
nigga.
But the running back won a game.
$300 million for a nigga who won one game. Hey, I need to become a quarterback. Hey, teach your sons to be quarterbacks, so they get paid no matter what.
Don't teach them to be running backs because they don't get that much money.
Ever, like if your son fast, teach him how to throw,
man.
Because run quarterbacks get paid. They go in shit. It's very few quarterbacks with four playoff wins in the league right now. Patrick Mahomes, we know he got 13, 14 in them motherfuckers.
Some of them in a fucking row.
This nigga got 13. Kirk Cousins got one.
It's some more people on here. Marvin Harrison Jr. went to the Cardinals at number 4. Drake May went to the Patriots at number 3. Chargers took a lineman. Joe out. Malik Nabers. I think he the best receiver in the damn. Him and Rome, to me.
You think they was the best two?
The best two. Nabers went to the Giants.
Wrong, he gonna be mad.
Wrong went to the Bears. Oh shit!
Yeah, the Bears did some shit.
Caleb got some damn. Dallas Turner from Bama went to the Vikings. Oh shit!
What pick did y'all have?
32, 31. The second to last.
Y'all picked a wide receiver.
Yeah, from Florida.
Oh, he good.
Florida State or Florida?
Florida, Pearsall.
Yeah, he white. You know them white wide receivers. We trying to get the motherfucking...
motherfucking junior element ass dudes.
yeah, exactly. 32. We was 32.
Who else in the first round that was somebody? Byron Murphy?
Where you go?
Where the fuck you go to?
I ain't even...
The Seahawks. That's a good pick.
Yeah.
Deep tackle. Brock Bowers. Went to the Raiders. The tight end from Georgia. Big dude.
Yep. Talk about that. He good, man.
Super Dave, where the hell you at?
Hey, Super Dave, tell us how you feel about that. A lot of my Raiders, my supervisor, shout out to him. He be
that's
watching.
A good ass pick,
shout out
bro.
To you, nigga, Raw. He be watching. And he liked the pick a lot. I think that I like the pick, too.
That's a great
he
pick.
He good, man. That I watched. I said, yo, he good.
That's a great
he
fucking
gonna
pick.
Help. And then they asked a former quarterback, what's more important for a quarterback, the tight end or the wide receiver? He said the tight end. And we saw Patrick Mahomes didn't won two Super Bowls without a wide receiver.
True.
And we saw Tom Brady win all the Super Bowls because of tight ends.
And he took Grunt. People don't say about that.
Yeah.
He took Grunt with him.
To win
so
again.
So don't be like, exactly. Oh, he went to town, but he did about. No.
No, he took
Grunt. He took
with
the
him.
Best motherfucker in the league with him.
Yeah, he took the best. Like, if you could argue he was the best tight end, him and Kelce going back and forth, the best tight ends when he was playing.
At that time.
Yeah, exactly.
The motherfucker throwing to him was the best.
Yeah.
Made him the best. That's why they won so many.
Yeah, so I got to agree with the former quarterback. He said the tight end is more important, so. I don't know who the fuck the quarterback is for the Raiders. Ta-da, AOC. That's what they call him. Nigga, you ain't no AOC.
O'Connell.
Your name is O'Connell and Minshew. But their philosophy was take the best available player. And he's a good pickup to me.
He's a great pickup.
Now y'all need a quarterback, though.
Kool-Aid McKinstry went to
Kool-Aid.
The
why didn't he get Kool-Aid? You know
I don't know why my mama did him like that. His real name was like Kevin or some shit, but he go by Kool-Aid.
Well, then at least you didn't name him Kool-Aid.
If the media
so cool.
call you that shit, keep it.
Yeah, fuck it. It's cool. Fuck it. I like it. Kool-Aid. I thought it was his real name. But if it ain't his real name, then it's a cool-ass name.
He probably changed that shit to real.
I would. Like, chilling out to a single. Hey, call me. My name Kool-Aid.
Well, you get the best deal. Kool-Aid dealership. Michael Hall yeah. Jr. went to the Brown, of course.
The Iowa Browns.
Cowboys got an edge rusher second pick from Western Michigan.
They okay. said he was the man.
I heard.
They said he was the man.
Braswell yeah. went to Green Bay. That's a good pick. Man, nigga got all good picks.
They still getting good picks.
Right.
Young and up and coming.
Jenkins went to the Bengals. That's a good ass pick, too.
Jenkins, what Jenkins. Position he play?
Michigan.
Oh, he went to Michigan?
Yeah. On a look at ass detail. He played with, what's his name last year? They went to Detroit. They DN. He was balling out there.
Rap to my music.
Alright, we're gonna keep this thing going. We done with the draft. They still drafting motherfuckers right now.
Yeah, that long ass shit. I ain't watch that shit. I watched
the first two, and that's Chicago Bears. Everybody knew who the fuck y'all were gonna pick. Why the hell you take so long?
They say Jerry Rice's son is in the draft and Frank Gore's son, and neither one of them been picked yet. Ta da! That's updated news. That's breaking.
Don't nobody care about your kids.
Fuck y'all kids. Y'all kids is dumb. Nah, shout out to both of them because they both 49er legends.
We talking about somebody.
Retired.
Speaking of 49 getting knocked out, Garcia upsets Haney.
Hey.
Last weekend, Haney did all that talk with him and his dad.
But.
And your son got knocked out.
Hey, but
shit
who
talking.
Really won? The casinos, didn't they?
Oh, hell, what?
Casinos, they put so much money on Haney. They was like, yeah, come on, keep putting it. And whoever. The one or two people who was like, I'm a money line Garcia for $1 million. They was happy to the motherfucker. The casinos was like, we happy to pay you this million because we got $1 billion. But it
700
was
a, to one, bro.
Jesus Christ.
Minus 700 favorite.
Man.
Garcia was 420, plus 425.
That's crazy.
The over-under was 10 and a half rounds. Under was minus 120. Over was minus 110.
So what happened in the fight? What happened to Haney?
Let's talk about that 3 pounds.
Garcia came in overweight.
The 3 pounds. And the motherfucker came to the shit drinking the beer, bro.
That nigga was like, fuck. He was disrespectful. He was like, listen, man, I'm going to drink a beer, come overweight, beat your ass, don't get the belt. I don't give a fuck.
That nigga was drinking a beer. Ain't that illegal?
It ain't never. Nah, grown niggas can do what they want. That's the thing about having a good job. You can drink beer on the clock, come to work on the clock.
I'm going to beat your ass. Gulp, gulp, gulp.
That's crazy that he came in up over 3 pounds. So that means that he couldn't even get the belt, right?
No.
He disqualified.
No, he disqualified from the belt, but he disqualified from the fight. 5 pounds, you can't even fight.
Oh, okay.
3 pounds, you just don't get the belt.
Oh.
He keeps the belt.
Even
at the same
lost.
Time, he lost the match because of the rules.
Mm-hmm.
But he won the fight.
Mm-hmm. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's I didn't never knew that because I don't think I ever seen that happen before. I never seen somebody come in 3 pounds and like you can't get the belt even if you win. Nigga.
It happened a couple times, but it wasn't like
highlighted
like this.
They didn't highlight
it.
Okay.
The crazy part about it was he said Mayweather told him to come in overweight. I guess that man his punches harder because you know trying to you weigh
down and weight. Yeah.
Then you try to get that shit back down for the fight.
Yeah.
You still dehydrated. I don't care how much water you drink.
Yeah.
And a motherfucker hitting on your liver, that's where all the water at.
Yeah.
Tank hit him right there, right?
Yeah, that's where Tank knocked his ass
he
out.
He learned from that one.
Yeah, Tank said, nigga, I hit hard. You better recognize.
And you see, he was hitting him in the gut. Even when he was turning his body,
mm-hmm.
he was still hitting him. But you can tell, Garcia was just a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
You can tell.
Yeah, four pounds put you in a different weight class. So, it matters. Yep. So, them 3 pounds was right there at the edge. Like, okay, I'm finna. So, it matters. Size matters. To all you motherfucking little niggas.
ain't never been knocked down.
And he been, how many times he got knocked down?
Like, 3.
4 times in that motherfucker. So, Haney, what you gonna do
internet.
Next?
Shit.
You gonna get your ass. Hey, somebody said, Ryan, was Ryan trying to call out Errol? Errol?
Errol. I think Errol called him out.
Oh.
He talking about, somebody.
I thought he was calling Errol.
Shit.
He don't want to fight Errol.
Right.
Errol might be mad from that ass whooping he got from Crawford and take it out on
you. You need
Ryan
to just focus on one person, Errol. You don't need to be fucking talking to nobody else right now.
Nah, that nigga
don't make me go get Bud.
Hey, Errol said he need a practice fight before he fight Bud again. Hey, give him a practice fight.
You need a tune-up fight, bro. Boston Brawl or somebody.
But shout out to Garcia. He was saying some wild shit about Bohemian. He was saying some wild shit. But he knocked the nigga out. This is the crazy part, because I'm going to tell you how I be judging these fights. Whenever it's a Mexican and a black fighting, because those are the best fighters, blacks and Mexicans. I'm just telling y'all the truth. Usually, the black is going to beat the Mexican. But there's rare occasions, like 2 out of 10 times, where the Mexican beat the nigga. And this was one of them occasions.
Right.
Usually I bet on the black. I'm like, the black gonna beat the Mexican in a fight.
This is how you do it. I'll tell people like this. Does he got tattoos? The Mexican dude. If he do all they colored in, that nigga gonna win. this was the decision, everybody. 112, 112, you need to be fired, whoever the fuck that is.
Yeah.
That 114, was 110, 115, 109. That sound about right.
Those was right. The 112, 112. See, I'd be telling you that sometimes. But, this is the thing about boxing. There's two things I'm going to tell y'all. What people don't like. They don't like the fact that niggas be dodging each other.
Oh.
Making up excuses. Oh, I got to get paid more. Oh, I need this. Oh, I need. Man, fuck that.
Go get knocked
Muhammad
out.
Ali fought the best niggas. I need to get paid more.
Ain't up nobody.
Right. That's why we respect that. And then the second thing is the judge scorekeeping. There's been multiple occasions of egregious scorekeeping
Roy
on
Jones
judges'
get
parts.
It, bro, all the time.
Yes,
Roy and Jones, you
that
get it all the time.
Sean Bradley and Pacquiao fight was egregious.
Like, he lost that fight.
I know. It was egregious that they called it the way they called it. I'm like, yo, the judges, do y'all be getting paid off? Like, are y'all getting paid the fuck off? Because I don't understand. One judge, you'd be like, how did that judge get that? I guess that's why they made it 3. So let me give them some bail. They probably had one judge, and that judge was biased as fuck or paid off, and they were like, "This, we got to find a way to counteract this cheating-ass shit. If we do 3 judges, one can see it totally everywhere be bought off. The other two, hopefully they ain't bought off through. Because if all 3 of them bought off, then it's obvious, right? So right. One bought off, and then the other two call it how it, the people perceive it as more equal. So that's probably why they got three judges. They ain't want to have two because then it'd be tied. So three, the tiebreaker prevails. So I guess it makes sense.
Your third judge is a fucking idiot.
Or your first judge.
What the fuck fight is you watching? Nigga knocked out down three times.
But that's the see, that's the key though. Because say if it was only two, it'd be 112, 112, 109, 115. Now it's like tie. A draw.
No, both of those wouldn't hang it. I mean,
no, if it was only two judges, it'd be a draw. Instead of one judge was crazy, and you're like, no, that's clearly the other dude won. So the other judge brings in that tiebreaker of, hey, that motherfucker over there, he tripping. We got it right. And then it makes it. So I understand it now. So I'm going to take that one away. But that one where y'all niggas dodge each other too much, we don't like that shit. And Floyd started it. We give you respect, Floyd, because you're a great boxer. But you started the dodging shit.
How you think he started?
Who did it before him?
I'm asking you why you think he started. Who he dodging?
No, oh, no.
Pacquiao?
He ain't dodging nobody now. He's retired. But he picked and he fought. Listen, I'm going to give you my two examples. And it ain't Pacquiao. Sugar Shane Mosley, he fought him when he was 39. Oscar De La Hoya, he fought him when he was past his prime. I think those, I don't like fights. This is what I'm saying. I don't like niggas fighting at 39.
And they can't have, when he fought De La Hoya, he didn't have enough. He was undefeated, but he didn't have the.
I know, I don't like that. That's what I'm saying, I don't like. That what you're talking about.
The respect to fight exactly. De La Hoya. No. All that De La Hoya would have fought him.
I know, but that's my problem. My problem ain't just Floyd.
Oh, okay,
It's all of the boxers. Yo, y'all niggas, if this nigga undefeated and it's a fight. You know how many, let me give y'all some history. Let me give y'all a little bit of history. Go watch on HBO the documentary on Sugar Ray Robinson. He fought six fights in a week, 180 fights in his career. You niggas be, I'm not gonna fight him. He don't got the respect. He don't got the draw. Y'all make up reasons to not fight. And I'm thinking y'all boxers. That's why we fuck with UFC. Cause guess what? Dana White,
get the niggas that want to fight. Motherfucking body.
So that's my point. So you're right. I ain't gonna blame it on Floyd. I'm saying y'all boxers, y'all become prima donnas. Y'all become too entitled because y'all was the only fight in town. UFC is taking over. You niggas better start fighting the right fights that we want to see. That's what I'm. As a fan, we want to see the good fights in the prime. We don't want to see you niggas fighting niggas old, dodge niggas. Hey, Canelo, you dodging Benavidez. You dodging
him.
And you want to fight this other nigga.
He said he ain't fighting no more Mexican-born fighter.
But he fighting a Mexican. That's his next fight. It's a Mexican, though.
Thank you.
And that's my point. So you're right. It ain't Floyd. It's all of you niggas. You niggas is... I don't know what y'all doing.
Come get this fame, bye.
Hey, I understand you might. If you scared of Benavidez, just say it. Look, I'm not fighting that nigga.
I got all the belts, but I ain't fighting that nigga.
Right. I'll fight you, Suge. I'll fight other niggas. I'll fight all the rest of your niggas on the street. Mello. But I ain't fighting David Benavidez. So that's my problem with boxing. So I ain't going to put it on Floyd because you're right. It's boxing.
I want to go ahead and hang it real quick.
Go ahead.
Now they complain about the 3 pounds.
Of course.
Because you know they tell him before the fight, hey, he 3 pounds over. Do you want to fight?
Exactly. And you said, yeah.
I don't give a fuck. Then you get your head knocked out three pounds. Now you fucking complain about it.
I don't respect it. I don't respect it.
Thank you. He's supposed to run it back at the right weight.
I mean, cool.
You got a rematch clause, he can run it back. I don't care. Get the weight right.
Yeah, I ain't mad at that.
You had a chance.
But you can't complain about it.
Right. You had a chance to say no.
Exactly. I ain't mad at the rematch, but you complaining about you losing because of them 3 pounds? Nigga, no. We ain't hearing that. That's just like niggas getting in the game, always hurt. Nigga, don't play then. if you hurt and you trash, don't play.
I'll hurt
Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard is the king of not playing.
Right.
When he hurt,
and
he like, I don't give a fuck.
Exactly.
Nigga, you can't never please motherfuckers.
Hey, stop acting like a hoe.
Yeah, stop acting like a hoe. That's hoe behavior.
To somebody that's acting like a hoe.
Who is that?
People that are talking about Caitlin Clark, $28 million Nike deal. People.
They hating
people.
On her?
You go with what's hot right now.
Is
you
they
go with what's hot.
They hating on her?
I think they hate. It's like it ain't blatant hate.
It's like,
but it's that blind
it's
hate.
Like secret hate, yeah.
Yeah, that blind
indirect hate. That she been getting hate. Hey, listen, this is the problem, y'all. When you great, niggas be hating.
I'm talking about females.
I know.
WNBA.
The men ain't hating on that. Some men are. But most men ain't.
Some men are.
But a lot
stupid,
of women.
Stupid ass men.
Listen, women. Y'all always talk about women empowerment, and as soon as a woman doing empowerment shit, y'all hate
ain't
on
you?
Her. But she's going to make it better for everybody. She opening the door. Y'all can't see that. Y'all can't. This is the problem.
Because it ain't you.
So it's hate. That's hate. The definition of hate is, oh, we need more. Women need this. Women need more money. We need this. We need this. Soon as a woman.
I'm not mad at people bringing up the thing about AJ Wilson. You know what I'm saying?
That's still a little hate.
I get it. Hold up. But I get it. But it's like, and I'm getting to that. Because it's like now, you only bring, when nobody saying AJ need a shoe, when she got the second MVP, with nobody saying that. She got a shoe, but it's not her signature shoe.
Right.
Right? When nobody saying that, until this girl came along.
Right.
Do she deserve a shoe? Yes.
Yes.
Is Nike offer her ass one? No. No.
So you can't hate on Caitlyn because Caitlyn got
I'm
a
saying.
Shoe.
Hate on Nike.
Exactly. Hate on Nike or any of them other nigga, Adidas, Steph, somebody.
Y'all some hoes.
Let me tell you what I heard. I heard that Steph offered her a shoe deal worth 4 years, $60 million.
I need the ladies in the chat to comment on that.
Hey, ladies. Yeah, for sure. Ladies, we need to.
Please tell me how you feel about that.
We need y'all to comment on why women say women empowerment, but when it's time to empower each other,
to get behind some fucking
body, each other's back.
There you go. But you get behind fucking Trump against a woman, Hillary, or goddamn Clinton.
Well, in Trump's defense, Hillary was gonna be.
I agree,
but I still agree with what Shook saying. What Shook saying basically is y'all talk that talk, but y'all don't walk that walk.
Y'all
don't like women. Women don't like women. That's just a fact.
Y'all voted with Trump, then you marched to get him the day after he won.
Yeah, y'all had a women's march.
2 million.
And then nobody could.
He won
nothing.
By a million.
If you're going to have a women's march, have some food.
Ain't nobody cooking. The fuck you mean?
What kind of women's march is that? Get the fuck out of here. Hey, go. But no.
Okay, here they we go. No we got some. We got some. I just said, what? I just heard him pulling me to shoot. Okay, she did say that. Go to the games, boss lady, with that bullshit. If she was black, she'd be offered a deal. Would she? Would she be offered a deal if she was black?
Angel ain't got one. Angel didn't get one, so that proved that.
I agree.
If Angel didn't get one, why she got one?
I agree.
Exactly. We gonna see if Juju get one. Then we'll see who opened the door.
No, said she see more men hating. I do see niggas hating. There's niggas that's hating.
There's
bro.
Some niggas that's hating.
It's in there hating.
There's some niggas in the group that's hating. I'm like, hey, but them niggas right. is miserable. Them the niggas that don't get no pussy. Niggas who get pussy don't hate. On women.
How you gonna cancel those balls, lady? That's fucked up.
Women, niggas who get pussy don't hate on women. Them niggas who be hating on Caitlin Clark, they don't get no pussy, so they want to make up an outrage. And they acting like H, hands,
she
whole
said
ass.
We hate, how we hating right now?
Hating on who? Who we hating on?
Who we hating on, ball lady?
Who we hating on? We telling the truth in here. Today, hey, we telling the truth every Saturday morning from 11 to 12.
It's like this. This girl got more eyes on the game.
I'm not
giving a fuck how much color it is. And I'm going to say this, too. Angel Reese got that shit on the game. If you want to blame somebody to bring it up, there, if she ain't fucking running in the ground by doing this shit.
Well, I'm not mad at
doing
that.
Doing this shit. I'm not mad at it either. But I'm saying because of that is why that is where it is now.
That's
what
I
I'm saying.
I agree with that, and I think that that's good for the game. The women should be happy. This is the problem. Instead of them saying, Don, what's the coach of South Carolina? Don Staley? Don, whatever her name. The coach of South Carolina.
Don Staley.
She had a class act statement about Caitlin Clark. She said, Caitlin is one of the GOATs. We appreciate what you've done to highlight the game and bring more eyes to it. Why all the women can't agree with that and be like, cool, she bringing more eyes, so everybody going to get fed more. We're going to get more better deals when our CBA contracts come up. And she's opening the door. If Juju ball out like she's been balling and she come into the league and get a shoe deal, then Caitlin Clark opened up the door for a black woman to get a shoe deal. Asia Wilson is a Las Vegas ace, and we love her because I'm from the city.
She deserves a fucking shoe deal.
But sometimes like it's just like deserve. It's just like Jackie Robinson. Sometimes the first everybody. Sometimes it take. We know how America
somebody
works.
Open the door.
Sometimes we know how America works. White people got to open. White people got to open for women. White women had to go marching for everybody to vote for the women to vote. White women had to go do some shit. So this is how it is in basketball. White women that play basketball very well. We ain't taking nothing from her. She plays basketball very well. The white people gave her a shoe. They gave her all the eyes. They gave her a lot of shit.
$28 million, though?
What white people do. We can't be mad at that. We just got to...
That's a goddamn lot.
Bounce off of that and
niggas
then go
forward. Niggas, Ja Morant got $10 million, dog.
Yeah, but hers is 8 years.
Ja Morant got $10
million. For how many years?
Two. He got a shoe.
Yeah.
She got $10 million.
She got 28 for 10. I mean, 8. I think it's 8 years. Damn, the music gone. They didn't want to hear my voice.
Okay, but she's in the contract for 8 years.
That's a long-ass contract.
That's okay, but she's in a contract. Regardless of how fucking long it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Longer. He got a 2-3 year deal. Then he done. She got 8 years.
Yeah.
Fuck you mean, yeah.
What you saying? What you saying?
She locked into money, which can go up. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know if it could go up, though. That's why I don't think it was a smart... I don't think... This is my take on it.
She can leave Nike and go to Adidas. They offer her more. That's what I'm saying.
But she's going
to have to lock her penalties. In contract.
But she in the contract now, right?
Right.
So she can't leave.
Well, they say she's about to sign. I ain't saying she signed it yet.
Right. Okay. And I'm saying... This is my point. This is what I heard. Steph's Under Armour brand, his shoe brand, offered her four-year... $16 million.
Right.
She took the Nike 8-year, $28 million. So, if to me, this is just how I view things based on my experience and what I hear. You want it, the longer the contract, the more that you're going to get undervalued because when time goes on, if you ball out and the eyes come, they making way more money than they paying you now. Just like the 10-year $500 million contract that Patrick Mahomes signed. It was for the team. It was, I'm going to do y'all a solid. Friendly. So, yes. What I'm saying is you do the four-year, you ball out in two, now you're renegotiating, so the next contract, you crack the ass inside the head.
I totally agree with that. 8 years
is going to keep you, you're going to be under, by the time your 8 years up, you're going to be like, damn, I lost about $50 million because I signed this contract too long.
I agree on that side. Totally. You can get out the contract. It's just a penalty.
Yeah, but what's the penalty? They might put a
Adidas,
harsh penalty.
You want
on
me?
It.
Pay the fucking penalty.
Oh, that's a good point. That's smart. You're right.
See, if she's still hot.
That's true.
That's what I'm thinking
about it like that. You're right. That makes sense.
You want me? Sign the shit.
And pay
the fucking penalty.
Yeah. And give me this much more, too.
Right.
Yeah, I feel you. That makes sense.
Because she got an upper hand. All right, just stay in the contract. Now you give me some more, I'm out.
Because she can renegotiate.
Burn my fucking shoe?
She can renegotiate.
That's what I'm saying.
If she get the leverage, if she ball out and bring more eyes, she can renegotiate.
Hey, they
herself.
Want me
so
for
that's
50.
A good point. That's a good point.
They
yeah.
want me for 60. You gonna give me 180?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
That's true.
I see your side.
I see what you're saying. That makes sense too. But I felt like they was calling her the white lady Steph, so she should have fucked with Steph. That's just me though. This could just be my fandom.
She said, I agree. The entire W draft would bring more eyes to the game. Clark balled out. But retook it over social media. Of course. She about to be the thing in Chicago right now.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody hitting up there. The Bulls trash. The Bears trash. Even though y'all just drafted a lot of motherfuckers.
The Cubs trash or the White
Sox? Let me read some more of these latest comments. What we got? Miss Dilla. Women. Come on now. Women at the same way in the workplace. That's why I'm glad I work with mostly men. Y'all do.
Hey. Oh, so you telling the truth. You telling the truth, Miss Stiller?
She on women, her soapbox.
Women, all women, whatever, is gonna be hell. It's periods, it's cattiness, it's she doing this, all kind of shit going on. The women know. Women who work with a lot of women be like, God damn, these hoes is crazy.
She ain't sick again.
She always leaving. He give her special treatment. Boy, I had a manager. He was like, you want to switch shifts? No, nigga, I'm cool.
You know what I'm saying? All the sports groups she had, men be hating.
It's some hating ass niggas.
It's some hating ass niggas out there.
I ain't gonna lie.
I don't know what the fuck they be talking about. Can I get a podcast, nigga? No.
It's some hating ass niggas, yo. Hey, it is some hating men. But what we saying is the women got to stick together if they want to build, if they want what they want.
They
just like
hating?
Black people got to stick together to get something.
Why are the men hating? Are they hating because she's white?
The men?
Yeah.
I feel like, I told you my reason. I stick by it because they ain't getting no pussy. men who hate on women, don't. Why? Tell me, give me a reason why you would hate on a woman. A baller
no
like
reason.
That. Ain't no reason. I can see why the women.
I mean, just anyway.
There's no reason to hate. I agree with you. But I want to try
to do her thing, do your thing, girl.
Right. I want to try to get into the psyche of men that hate on women like that. Like, what is y'all hating on Caitlin Clark for? Is it because she's white?
The hype. Same reason they hate Deion Sanders right now.
But women,
the hype. Same way they hate Cowboys. The hype. The hype.
Hey, them niggas that hate on women, we going to start calling them niggas sassy. Sassy ass niggas.
Back they were.
S-A-S. S-A-N. Sassy ass niggas. Because it's a couple niggas who hate on Beyonce. I'll be like, why you
in women's business like that? She ain't going to smash you,
nigga. Y'all niggas weird. You niggas who be hating on women, y'all weird to me. Y'all should stop that. Y'all should go try to build yourself up to get a woman, and then you'll be happier.
Well, y'all need to stop hating. She about to get this.
Everybody stop hating. She helping. She helping the league. She helping women get eyes. She doing a lot. So stop hating. Yours going to come later. Everybody's going to come. When Juju come in the league, kicking the door, get a better deal, y'all going to be like, oh, yeah.
Juju.
Right. Juju. And we gonna support
that
shit.
Be over
right now. We going to support that shit. But we going to be like, see, she opened the door for some shit to happen. Asia Wilson didn't open the door yet. Now Asia Wilson can get her shit on the back end, but they all should get on this shit on the back end.
Listen to this shit, bro. Men gonna hate on women, LOL. They choose the issue they want to have that's most convenient. We gotta call.
Answer the call.
What it do?
Yo, what up with it?
What up?
Big Trey.
Oh.
What's up, boy?
What's good, man? Y'all going in, boy. Y'all in y'all bags, boy.
Hey, what's
we had point? A lot to say.
Yeah, we just, hey, we telling the truth every Saturday from 11 to 12, my nigga.
Pay attention. Hey.
The truth, incontrovertible truth.
Hey, man, hey, and the truth hurts. It hurts.
Hey, but it feels good later. The truth, you know, is,
right. Them niggas is right.
You like, I was in my feelings when they said it,
right?
But when I thought about them it and slept on right. It, them niggas was right.
I think I do need to shut the fuck up.
Money, man.
That's a fact.
Everybody need to get to the bag. I ain't even finna lie. I've been kind of trying to keep up with the NBA playoffs. Just though, it's not hitting like
it that. Ain't, bro.
It's not hitting like that.
You see, we ain't talking about that shit yet. We ain't got like 15 minutes left of this bitch.
We going to talk about them Lakers. We going to talk about them Lakers being sorry.
We talking about Lakers right now while you bullshit. Them niggas about to get swept again, man. Bro.
Oh, that's crazy, man. Hey, I almost feel sorry for Brian right now, man.
You?
Brian used to be Public Enemy number one.
Right.
Yeah, man. He just, man.
It's his own fault. That's bro.
Terrible.
I don't feel sorry for him.
It's his own fault.
I think that them niggas ain't good enough. Denver be like, the Lakers be up 20, 15, 12, 11, however many. They be like, all right, them niggas going to fold. Them niggas going to fold in the fourth quarter. AD going to shoot one shot. D'Angelo Russell ain't going to make a shot. LeBron old. We finna beat him. What the nigga name? The Chinese and black nigga? Asian and black nigga?
Oh,
Rory. Oh. Rory, whatever the fuck his name is. He ain't done shit the whole series, bro. He ain't done nothing. Reeves had a good game the last game. D'Angelo Russell scored 0 points, nigga. He is the most, he's had 22 and zero. Boy, get your ass out of here. LeBron only averaging about 25. He old, though. AD averaging 30, but he averaging one shot in the fourth quarter. Two shots, nigga. What you doing?
That's crazy, man.
Denver be like, man, we finna beat these niggas ass again.
I'm telling you, man. I was watching some of them games yesterday, and it's just, man, the LA Clippers are so trash, bro.
Oh, man.
I don't even know.
Man, Kawhi ain't there, them niggas.
But we knew they was trash.
I think a block Paul George dunk, nigga.
We didn't believe in them niggas. We believe in Kawhi Leonard, maybe. He ain't played in 5 years.
Can somebody please tell the Monstars to give Russell Westbrook his basketball game back? What happened to Russell Westbrook, bro?
Russell Westbrook has been – let me tell you what happened to him. Let me tell you what happened to Russell. He was only good off his athleticism, and now that shit is dwindling down.
No,
this nigga turn the ball over, he can't shoot. He don't make good decisions.
Russ, bro.
No, he beat Russ.
No, he don't.
Russ is over there fouling Luka hard, pushing niggas.
He just frustrated. He see the L coming, bro.
That nigga Westbrook, Russ is a wild nigga.
Last year, when all them niggas was hurt, Westbrook, I'm going to be different by his fucking self, bro.
Man, Russ ain't do shit. Russ ain't done shit since.
You can say that.
What school that nigga went to? UCLA?
I'm still a Westbrook fan.
Man, hell no. Nah. Russ ain't
he
it.
He just don't fit with them niggas, man.
Mike DK, he don't fit with nobody. Nigga, he'd have been on 16.
Playoff P. Trash.
Hey.
Man, playoff me.
That nigga shouldn't even have that name. It should be Playoff Jamal. Hey, nigga, that nigga name getting took by Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray taking that nigga name.
Look, who
Pandemic P.
Who hurt more? Anthony Davis or Kawhi Leonard?
Oh, Kawhi. Kawhi. About
Kawhi. Kawhi. Kawhi ain't played. Nigga, Kawhi ain't played since he won that championship in Toronto. That was the last time that nigga played.
Now he played. Blaine.
Played for real. Like, at least 60 games.
That's
oh 19, bro. It's 24. That's 5 years. He ain't played in 5 years. He's just been getting money, nigga.
He hurt again.
Hey, and he's just been getting big ass contracts.
He hurt again. He been living out. Ladies, why you on the court,
ladies
bro?
And gentlemen, put your sons in basketball. They pay the niggas to be hurt.
Hey, speaking of basketball, man, I might pull up. Hey, man, going on right now in Vegas, man. The Pro Am Basketball Championship Tournament. Going on in Vegas right now from the 25th to the 28th at Doolittle Community Center. It's hosted by the HBCU Basketball Association, bro. That's going on right now. The grand prize is a staggering $100,000, bro.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy you bring that up, sir.
Yeah, you know why? Yeah.
You know why?
Why?
We're going to be there Sunday.
We commentating Sunday.
3:00. We're going to be commentating that game.
At Doolittle.
I'll be there with you.
No, we did not tell him to tell this, everybody. He said it's on his own. We were going to say this shit at the end of the show, but he brought it up.
I'm in there, bro.
Me and Q Mecca are going to be there. And 360 The Poet. We are going to be there. Doolittle tomorrow, 12:30 to 3:00. Commentating the game. Bring your ass. It's going to be lit.
Bring your ass. And if you nice, and we going to be in the building. Shout out to Freddie Banks.
Yeah.
Shout out to HBCUs.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to you. Hey, Yo, Heat trying to upset 702. Yo, Heat trying to upset niggas without Jimmy Butler. Hey, Tyler Hero said, hey, Tyler Hero said, this is my time to shine. I'm going to show y'all.
I
like it.
I saw somebody say, man, money line. I was like, damn.
Yeah, that nigga, if you would have took it, you would have been happy than a motherfucker.
See what happens when you try to be a bully? You think you tough? My daddy told me it don't matter how big somebody is, we all got the same size. You got your ass knocked out on your home court. We want the big.
Hey,
Winn-Dixie, we want the biggie.
Hey, we got to give more credit to Spo. We got to give more credit to y'all head coach. That nigga is, he does some shit.
Never got a vocal coach of the year.
For real?
Hey, slow
never.
Down there, boy. Hey, slow down there in the Matrix, boy. Slow down that coast.
And for him to take that number 8 seed last year to the finals.
I know.
And to beat Boston.
I know.
And go to the finals.
He need more credit.
It never got. Never
they
got
better not. Hey, they better not let y'all niggas get a nigga like Giannis over there. It's a wrap.
What's crazy is with the addition of what's the point guard from that came up from Milwaukee?
That's Drew Holiday. Oh, you talk
Drew with the addition of Drew Holiday, the Celtics are better than they was last year.
Yep, and Porzingis. They got Porzingis too.
And Porzingis is healthier. They better than they was last year, and we still giving them problems, bro.
Hey, that's y'all coaching. Y'all got good coaching.
That's why it comes down to matchups. Like,
all day.
But one thing I get, you know, when you live by that three, you die by that three. We got hot off that 3-point.
Y'all did get hot.
They couldn't stop us.
Yeah, y'all got hot.
They couldn't stop us.
But Tyler Hero's out there dishing that thing, too.
I don't think we're going to beat them in a 7-game series, but we ain't got to beat them. We just got to weigh them down for the next team. That's all we got. That's all we got.
Did Jimmy get back?
We just got to weigh them down for the next team. That's all we got to do.
Shout out to y'all, Miami Heat. Shout out to Caitlin Clark. Thank you for calling, big bro.
Shout out to
we ain't seen you in a while. You been working, nigga? You been working that overnight shift, huh?
And the Conoco, man. Hey, man. A lot of them cats are morons, man. Hey,
a lot of them,
but
nigga.
You know what?
But no.
Hey, look. It's a steady schedule, mm-hmm. and the work and the money be on time.
Exactly.
Hey,
that's all that matters, boy. The money come on time.
The money be on time. So that's look, it. Hey, pull up on your boy.
Where you at?
Hey, Friday to Saturday, I'm over Okio 70 West.
They got you in behind Naked City, nigga. They got you.
Thugging out by the train track.
Yeah, Naked City.
Ain't nobody coming over there.
And over there whooping and pepper spraying the homeless and hey, chasing them little hussies out of there and little dollies. on Sundays and Tuesdays, they got me over there at Centennial, man. I'm over there at Centennial, man. Hey, we got the Tree of Life weed dispensary. Hey, Bob, we got the liquor store. In the gas station.
Hey, y'all pull up.
And then y'all can stop at Little Darlings, too.
We got beam up. Hey,
nigga, we got to go.
Thank you for calling. We got to go. We love you. Peace out.
Hey, holla at y'all, man. All
right.
Everybody, thank you for tuning in to this motherfucker. We out.
Where are we going? To the whole house.
What we got going today? C4, what up, boy?
Oh, what up, C4? Let me find the music, because I fucking lost the music.
Turn it up. Thank everybody for tuning in to the Undrafted All-Stars Sports Show. Again, I'm your host, I'm Undrafted All-Stars Big Shook. But my co-host,
Q Mecca, 2 Texas. You know, tragic gonna hold you down.
We gonna holler at everybody. Have a great motherfucking weekend.
Peace out.